What's up, guys? Been a couple weeks since we put anything out there, and it's been busy, man. Been traveling quite a bit. Had quite a few keynote engagements in February, and working on a whole lot of changes and upgrades and new things going on here at Acton Plaster too. So it's been crazy busy, and I wanted to update our families on what we were doing in terms of Acton Plaster, and we're looking at moving to, you know, this beautiful new building, and we've just got so many really good things going on. And one of the things that we talked about, I had a meeting on Friday, and one of the things that we talked about with our families was this concept of the hero's journey. We wanted to do kind of a deeper dive into that, and I think it's an important thing that we realize, because Acton Academy, one of the things we talk about is the hero's journey and bringing each child on a hero's journey, bringing each family on a hero's journey. So that means parents are included. And ultimately, our goal here at Acton Plaster, too, is to include our community as well. So we want to bring the entire community on a hero's journey. And so we're talking about that, and I just had this feeling that, you know, I think some people think this is kind of cliche, like this is just something we're saying without realizing there is an actual trajectory to this concept of a hero's journey. And so we actually take that concept of hero's journey from Joseph Campbell's work. So I just want to touch really quickly on kind of this trajectory, this arc that heroes go through in this hero's journey. And a lot of movies really follow this very well. The Matrix is one of my favorites. It follows this very, very well. From what I hear, Star Wars follows it very well. I'll never watch it. But there's a lot of movies that follow this, and I think it's exciting, but I think we need to discuss what exactly that looks like. So I'm gonna go through these 12 steps super, super quickly. That first step is we find our hero just in what they call the ordinary world, right? So this is just bringing in the humanity of who this hero is. They're just an everyday normal person with normal struggles. Second part is the call to adventure. So something threatens the hero. Whatever that is, there's a number of ways that can go, but it's a threaten to disrupt that person's comfort in life, whatever that looks like. The third part is the refusal of the call. So that hero sees something that is disrupting, but there is this initial trepidation, an initial fear to really handle that adventure. That fourth step is meeting a mentor. So, you know, we're talking about Matrix, and you've got Neo going through this. He knows something's not quite right? But he meets Morpheus. He meets that mentor, and the mentor provides something, gives strength, gives an insight, gives an idea, but ultimately gives courage to that hero to move on and to take that next step. And, you know, and a lot of this, as I'm talking about this too, this reminds me of, it's our heroes as they're going through their day-to-day, you know, here on campus, but it's a lot of times it's the parents too, as they're deciding whether to go into an alternative kind of school program, or they're sometimes the mentor for their kids, or vice versa. So, you know, I want everybody to kind of relate it to their own journey in this. So they meet the mentor. That fifth part is crossing the threshold. So that hero finally commits to get outside the comfort zone and to take action. They're going to go on this adventure, whatever it is. And this is the part, I mean, this is all of this is we get excited as human beings. We hear somebody's triumphs and we watch this, right? We really, really like it. We really agree with this. Then it gets to part six, tests, allies, and enemies. Obstacles start to come up in this journey. It's inevitable. These obstacles reveal the character of the individual. From a parent standpoint, I think we're really, really behind the hero's journey, especially for our own kids. We think it's phenomenal. It sounds fantastic. Until our kids get to level six. Until they get to this point where obstacles are coming up, and then culture has taught us, especially at this point, well, this is when we step in. This is when we're going to take on these challenges for them. And I understand that the kids, you know, everybody needs to be able to struggle, and the kids need to be able to take on their own things, but my kid is different. Our situation is different. And that's almost never, ever the case. We're breaking in early as parents, and we're disrupting that hero's journey, that transformation for our kids. And I think that's a dangerous place to be. We've got to let them go. That's why a community like this is so important, because the kids here are able to fail early, cheaply, without massive consequences. They're able to start to overcome these obstacles and understand that a lot of times the obstacles themselves are the way to growth. So that sixth part is that obstacle you know, that kind of obstacle course that's going to reveal the character of the hero. If we let them keep going and let them push through, that seventh part is what would they call the approach to the inmost cave. It's a final prep for kind of this ultimate battle. It's the final gearing up. It is, you know, the 2 minutes. If I prepared my keynotes, it's the 2 minutes before I get on stage where I'm preparing to go out there and it's like, okay, and I'm getting my mind ready and I'm getting ready to go and jump into that next step of the journey. The eighth step is what they call the ordeal. It is where you face your greatest fear. And there's some form of death that happens there. It doesn't mean the hero physically dies. It just means there is something that is overcome. That person emerges out of the ordeal reborn. They have a new destiny because they have faced that fear. They've overcome that fear. And when you really take on obstacles and you push past them, you are not able to remain the same. Your character doesn't remain the same. You become a new person because you have pushed through that. And so that's what we're doing, is we're setting up a series of these journeys. And every time they push through this new threshold, they're reborn in a sense as just a little bit more than what they were before. The ninth step is what we call the reward, or seizing the sword. So that transformation has now taken place. And there's a tendency to, once we kind of do that, and we do this with our kids too, once they've done it or they've done it one time, it's we celebrate. And then we want to look back and we want to go, man, remember when we did this? Remember when we did this? And for me, that's a dangerous part. I think that's more dangerous than people like to talk about. We want to rest on our laurels of what we used to do, what we did, what we accomplished. It's no different than the 40-year-old guy who wants to relive the fact that he was a really good quarterback in high school and brought everybody to the state championship. That's fantastic. I'm not saying forget about it, but if you haven't done anything in the 22 years since, that's the issue. When we rest on those laurels too much, sometimes we forget about continuing to grow and continuing to move forward. So that's that ninth part. The tenth part is the road back. It's when the hero is starting to head back with that new knowledge and starts to understand that there may be a higher cause attached to this. And that's where step 11 comes in, the resurrection. Responsibility, now that you are transformed into a new person, now raises. Your responsibility of your own personal character is higher than it was before. And you understand now that, you know what, the new enemy, it may not just have an impact on you in your own life, but it may have a greater good that may impact your family. It may impact the community around you. It may have a world impact. It may impact humanity in other ways. And now you feel like you've got the responsibility to take on something bigger than you did before, which leads to that final step, step 12, which is the return with the elixir. So you now have a new ordinary. Your bar for yourself has been set higher. And now you're starting over again, that hero's journey arc, now with that new knowledge, armed with that new ability, armed with that new self-confidence, the growth that's come through going through that cycle, you're now taking on a greater challenge and the process starts all over again. That's what intentional growth looks like. That's what I mean by saying we are intentional about pushing those boundaries. There are ebbs and flows. Here, there are ebbs and flows at home. There are ebbs and flows with intentional growth that are inherent. There are highs and there are lows, but all of those are necessary components to continue to grow as individuals. We've got to take those on as adults. We've got to allow those things to be taken on by our kids. If you're a teenager, you have to actively pursue that and seek it out. It is those who intentionally grow in that way that go on to impact society in ways that all of us wish we have the opportunity to do so. Sometimes we've just got to put that challenge out there, or sometimes we have to be thankful for the challenges that are there already so that we can push through and transform ourselves. So I hope that makes a lot of sense. Feel free to push back and make comments, and you know, I'd love to have a discussion about this, because again, I think everybody's on board until it's them that's in the throes, or everybody's on board until it's their kids that are in the throes. I think we need to embrace those opportunities and keep pushing through. That's where transformation happens. Let me know if you agree, think otherwise. Glad to have the conversation. Thank you guys for listening.